There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories.
Love your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
All right, here we go, boys.
Man, you know how I know I finally left Vegas? I
was here for the weekend. Because you went crazy in Vegas again.
Ooh,
I almost got abducted by a cult.
Well, I can't
wait. We talked
about
it on Sirius.
I want to hear more about this story. It's very strange. but I realized this. Like, you're not done with vacation until vacation is done with you.
Oh, powerful Yakov Smirnoff.
Wow.
Yeah, good.
Because, you know, again, Vegas, how are you feeling? First of all, first night, you go the hardest.
Super fun.
As soon as you arrive, because you're so excited, lights, sounds, wow.
Oxygen, the oxygen they pump in there.
Pump it in.
That's great.
Right? You know, you just get ready to go. All of a sudden, you know, Friday, you're destroyed. Definitely begins the 72 hours of no shit. Right, you're definitely not going to shit.
Well, it depends what drugs you do, bud.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, because does. Sometimes you have to shit.
Oh,
you're real fast. And for some reason, why? Now, why?
Why?
We'll get into the show, but why?
Why now?
Every time you have to use a bathroom in a casino, they're cleaning it. Have
what?
You noticed that? Every time you have to use a bathroom in a fucking casino, they're cleaning it.
Maybe because you
why
go to like Burgundy Lanes
no,
and like,
I go to,
and
I only,
Mafunka, Illinois.
No. I only go to the top tier, low trash, high class casinos. Why do they clean during the day?
I'm actually 4, happy.
5 p.m., 6:30 p.m.
Because actually that's not the rush.
No, it is the rush. That's oh my God. That's when you got to pee the most. Because you wake up noon, right? You have a coffee. Next thing you know, you're drinking beer for 4.5 fucking hours. 6:30 comes. You need to pee every 20 minutes on the 20 minutes on the dot. That's why you have to get your pee group going.
But you're
very, very early on.
We're talking
everyone
about
synchronize. Last podcast, side stories, Ben Henry.
You are talking about a very different Vegas experience. All right, because you're a pisser.
Everyone's a pisser.
But I started switching my blood pressure medication to at night so I don't piss as much during the day. So I'm not as much of a pisser as I was.
It doesn't matter.
Right?
You have no control over that. You consume liquids and then you pee.
But I realized I was hungover until I finally had, like, I had the, like, you ever have a dump that breaks the water?
Oh, the one that truly feels like the toxins are out?
It's just like, that's
it is I, very funny.
I felt a cackling gin.
Yeah.
Come out of me. Like, I heard, like, like every bit of laughter that I was experiencing in Vegas that turns into a frown.
Oh.
As soon as Sunday morning comes, it turns into a big frown. It turns into a big, like, everybody's mad at me. What have I done wrong? But the most
sure.
of the people that are here that would be mad at me are here. You know, I'm looking
They've
at them.
They've done the same thing that I just did.
Yes.
For the most part.
But that's not how you feel about Vegas. Every time I come home from Vegas, I assume somebody's mad.
Oh, yeah, because you had way too much fun. And then also, it's just all in your own brain noodle.
Mm.
So your brain is so upset with you for maybe doing things that you're like, oh, my God.
Not normally
only
doing.
In Vegas.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
next thing you know, the ride back is a strange ride because you're sweaty and you're hungover. And do you want to have another drink or is that just going to lead to a whole other series of problems?
No,
I
did the thing to a flight attendant this time where I was like, she asked me if I wanted a drink. And I was like, I don't drink anymore.
Good.
Like, I am now,
good.
I'm sober now. But it's
the only other option is a Bloody Mary.
But then I get over that. It takes me about 48 hours later. I'm over that, ready to drink again.
Well, craving a beer. I went to a rodeo for my first time ever with my boy Grant Gordon. It was quite fun. A lot of MILFs.
Yeah, that means it's your
Holy
actual.
Holy hell.
Your actual first time. At a rodeo.
That's right. So next time I could have a little t-shirt that says it's not my first rodeo.
No, you did
also
you...
apparently the first rodeo was last year for this company and everyone said that it really sucked. And then so this year was their second rodeo and they made little shirts that said this is our second rodeo.
You know, I don't mind that. That's solid branding.
I can't believe how hot those gals are out there.
Are you and those are just the girls racing.
Oh my goodness, I watched barrel racing, horses running around. Now I was happy no horses broke an ankle. You gotta pop them in the head.
Yeah.
Or I'll just choke them out.
I feel like they should allow you to do that if you can get high enough in the VIP lounge.
And I don't want to get gross here.
No,
I don't. But when you truly do realize the majestic nature of a horse. Horses.
This is side
are,
stories. Hi, my name is Henry Zabrowski.
Whoa,
this is
this
Ben
now?
Kitzel.
No, you don't get to introduce just because
to,
I said.
I,
no, I'm not saying this sexually.
I just
I'm not saying,
sent but, an email to our head researcher. I just sent an email to our head researcher. I feel like disgusted even just thinking about this. I sent an email saying, "How do you feel about bestiality?"
It's not bestiality. I'm not talking about bestiality. Don't sexualize this.
What were you just about to do?
No, because I can watch an Iron Man competition, for example, and say, wow, look at the abs. Look at the arms, the leg muscles, the traps, the lats.
Those are human
or
men.
Or with women as well, because I'm not attracted to like super. I'm not attracted to men either. But I'm not, you know, I can watch.
But you're attracted to horses.
No, what I'm saying is you can see the structure, the muscle, the hair. They're very beautiful creatures. That's all I was saying. And they're smart.
Man.
They're smart. And I asked one for its number, and it said, nay, nay, nay. Very funny. And he saves it. But I did. I'm never up close to horses other than the horse cops in New York that just leave shit everywhere. And I hadn't seen horses. These were athletic horse. These steeds. Just steeds.
I'm glad you didn't send the email to the researcher. And guess what? Researcher, not into it. I did try to because I softened it. I was like, not in general. You know, I'm not asking what you're doing on your weekend, but how do you feel about reading about the nature of bestiality? Ugh. And I got some pushback.
Yeah, it's nasty.
I mean, it is. But you just extolled.
No, I did not. I was talking about just the physical, the beauty of what the creation was. The creation of the horse.
Amen.
Beautiful animal.
Beautiful.
It kind of looks like big chihuahuas.
You're just really leaving these doors wide open.
No, nothing sexual about it. Although it does seem like women are a little bit more upfront with their love of dogs and horses.
Well, yes, everybody likes dogs and horses. Everybody likes dogs and horses because they are emotionally sensitive.
Women are...
A lot of times I feel like a horse will listen better than a man.
Yeah, also a lot of people said Arnold Schwarzenegger, only straight men think he's hot. I think some gay men think he's hot too. Okay?
He's literally still talking about this. And Schwarzenegger's not getting back to us because we've sent letters being like, hey, you come get your son to Kissel. Come get your son, please, Mr. Schwarzenegger.
He could carve me. He would carve me up. I would like fucking like a slice of granite.
What is happening today?
No,
man?
I'm saying I would give Luca granite.
Yeah, you can do that now. Actually, I can help you.
No, I know, but I need Arnie there.
I mean, we all do.
I just want to talk to him about what it was like to be the governor. And then when you would take a shit, you're like, the governor's taking a shit right now.
Well, just watch the documentary. He gives himself a fairly healthy adjudication. According to Schwarzenegger, he got 5 stars to being the governor. Yeah, he really does talk about it. He's like, not a lot of the people to do what I did. It's true. It's true. He is technically chaos magic personified.
It really is. Well, anyway, we want to do this ocean, ocean gate?
Yeah, I want to talk about hubris.
Oh my fucking God. Stockton Rush, thy name is hubris, and there needs to be a picture of that man in the dictionary.
Everybody has been talking about this now, so you really can't go into that detail about it. I did just get a fun video I'll show you of what it looks like when a tanker is crushed under one atmosphere of pressure.
I saw them do it with a Diet Coke can.
Oh, yeah. And they believe that this is a big tanker, and then you should actually see, then you can extrapolate what the Ocean Gate went through at 375 atmospheres. They were obliterated. There's also, it's a really fucked up story because we know that one, the son of one of the people that was one of the riders on the submarine was trying to win a Guinness World Record for Rubik's Cube at lowest depth.
So initially, which just hold your hands in a tub. I mean, how many people have done this shit underwater? How many are doing it? Anyway, this kid, he's really the saddest one. So his name is Solomon Dalwood. And initially we were like, oh, he didn't want to go on it. But evidently his mom was supposed to take the trip. But she said, no, he really wanted to go on it. Because, as Henry said, he wanted to set the Guinness Book of World Records for doing the best Rubik's Cube from the lowest depths in the ocean. But we don't know how far he got there. Probably not too far.
They got an hour in. And then what's also strange.
Well, he solved it. So he made that, you know what? Posthumous, give it to him.
I feel like we could just give it to him, but he definitely probably did it once to warm up, and they're like, not deep enough. They're sitting there with a ruler.
How deep do you have to go?
I have no idea.
Also, Guinness Book of World Records has to have somebody on board recording it, so I don't even think it would have been passable.
It does it, because that's what we try to do. You remember Kurt Braunohler ran a show for a while called World's Greatest, where he was in New York, where he said for each monthly show he was trying to break a world's record, but that was a massive issue, was getting them out there, because the Guinness people have to be present. present
also,
for it to be a world record.
If you want to know the guy, there's a guy that like has like 10,000 records, and it's like, I wear a condom on my nose
you
and fart and play frisbee.
You
and
have to pitch
like, wow,
it.
He did it.
But you have to pitch it.
You do have to pitch it. They have to say, that is a discernible talent.
Yes.
So who knows? Maybe our friend Blasian, maybe she could do most burps by a hot chick
that's
in an
actually,
hour.
Blasian, that's a really good idea. Help us. Hit us up. We can help you coordinate that
but
with
anyway,
Guinness.
That was sad, though, with the kid.
It's very sad. And then Ocean Gate, it is also interesting, is that the Navy, we now know, knew the second that it exploded.
Fucking liars.
But it's hard because I do.
Is it?
Well,
what was the 72 hours of media coverage where they're like, well, we just simply don't know. They might be down there playing Scrabble with all our, they knew they were dead, and they looked at us in the eye and they said, hold on to hope.
I still think that you're talking about, again, not the Navy. You're talking about CNN, because CNN were the ones that were lying to us.
The Coast Guard.
Because they loved they loved having the counter with the oxygen amount that was still in the submarine. They loved having that. They got to talk about absolutely nothing for 2 days. They had a really good time. Navy had good reason to technically not say where the implosion happened, because that's where our top secret, like, recording mechanisms that line the ocean floor are, so they were trying to cover up for it, and so there was probably,
we know what you do, you just caused another coup, the CIA is all over the place,
but technically the CIA is doing the one job that they hope that they do, which is destabilize Russia,
spreading seeds of democracy.
That is the only place where it's good is in Russia. The good work, CIA. Yeah, but just leave my damn apps alone.
Well, I don't think that's gonna happen.
No, it's not. But the U.S. Navy obviously was covering up for specific reason. It was all of the media groups that also probably knew this information. I imagine that they made a whole big deal about how we're doing this search expedition. It's why Biden didn't make a statement about it, because they knew they had to wait, even though they probably all knew that the thing exploded upon hours. Everybody knew, and that the media company was just running with it because they love to talk about nothing for as long as humanly possible, like us.
I do have to put my libturd glasses on.
Whoa.
700 migrants also died.
Whoa.
Which maybe Biden could have mentioned.
Not in a submarine, though.
No.
Because if it was in a submarine,
They weren't billionaires, so nobody seems to care, but all right.
You know how you talk about them is that you put them in a hot air balloon. Because on today's hubris corner, want to talk about what it means to believe in yourself too much.
Yes.
And how, more often than not, it leads to your untimely death.
So is this guy the Stockton Rush of hot air balloons? Also Stockton Rush forever. Man, that guy set him up to fucking implode in the ocean so well. General McCarthy said, you're best known for the rules that you break. It's like, he wasn't even a PlayStation controller. It was one of the fucking more generic controllers. It's a Logitech.
He's just, anyway, again,
I just have to get it out.
How do you say it? He was asking for it. And
just
it arrived.
Just don't bring friends.
Just don't bring friends.
Just go down alone.
Kill yourself. Right?
Please,
that's
God.
Please, if you're a billionaire and you want to go to the bottom of the ocean, just do it to yourself.
You're a billionaire. Why would you? I want to go to the bottom of the ocean just so I can feel at peace with the shellfish and maybe make friends with the crab.
You know where I want to go? Cancun. I want to go to a nice place. I'm going to go on vacation to the south of France. But here's, again, how hubris causes mayhem and murder.
Uh-oh.
This is a sad story, but also, again, he was fucking asking for it. A man by the name of Peter Gregory, he was 25. Now, he is
a
pilot for Ryanair. He loved the sky and he loved doing all forms of, like, you know, what do you say, like, hobby flying. And one of his favorite things to do was hot air balloon expeditions. And this man blew himself the fuck up in a homemade hot air balloon that he made live on TikTok to show everybody just how safe and easy it was.
That's the problem, guys. This is real life. This is not for TikTok challenges. Please do
this
not.
Guy.
You can't skirt certain safety issues, which is why I don't dabble in these things that require great detail.
This guy actually.
Because I'll forget a few lug nuts, and next thing you know, I'll end up hanging out like the old man from Up.
But I don't think that he Like, how do you put this? Like, he thought he was doing a fun thing. And he didn't defy the laws of, like, security protocols and all that shit. He just died in a tragic accident. And I think that no one should go to a hot air balloon. You shouldn't go.
That's what we're talking about here?
Yeah. So Peter Gregory, he decided he wanted to make his own hot air balloon so he could show everybody how it was accessible. So he made this thing. He had a TikTok account by the name of Flying Pedro. He made what he was a 4,000 pound balloon, and that's the US, that's the UK money amount.
Oh,
right. So
okay.
He did it on cheap. It was 270 panels of tent fabric. I don't know, but it shows him on this video sewing each one piece by piece. And people keep asking him on TikTok, is this safe? And he has this line that I refuse to believe.
What did he say?
He echoed the Hot Air Balloon Association, whatever they're called, in saying that being in a hot air balloon was safer than riding a horse.
I believe that's the British Balloon and Airship Club.
Whatever.
Which, if you really want to have a good time, but yeah, you're going to like that.
Because according to them, balloon accidents are often very rare. The last one was 12 years ago. In 50 years, there's only been 5 or 6 fatalities. Statistically, it is safer than horse riding, which I don't think is true. People do more horse riding.
Yeah.
All right, than to go up in a hot air balloon. All right. But I distrust hot air balloons. And he said that his thing was completely safe. It was manufactured according to a design, which he says has been proven over 100 years and doesn't need much changing. That's how he posited it.
They probably did figure out the hot air balloon around then.
But the thing went up and people said they watched it and they were like, oh, isn't that beautiful? Because there was something called like Hot Air Balloon Day or something.
Well, no, it was the Worcester Balloon Festival. Mm-hmm. And they just watched
it burst into flames.
But interestingly enough, organizer says the accident was not connected to the festival.
No, I wonder. Oh, wow. They washed their hands of it?
They kind of washed. Yeah, but it was a hot air balloon that was ballooning over this festival. It was at least tangentially connected. Maybe he didn't have documentation. You know what you gotta do? What's the AIDS quilt up to?
Where is this AIDS quilt?
Let's make a hot air balloon out of it, and that'll be good. Everyone can see it. We can remember.
I think it might be slightly porous. But his family is saying that they were very, like, how do you put it? They say, I understand. You lost your son. He's a brave person. This is somebody that is a pilot.
He was just
a horrible accident. It's a horrible accident, but still.
I do wonder, though.
Don't build your own goddamn hot air balloon.
Would he have done it?
Buy one.
Would he have done it without the TikTok? Would he have done it without the TikTok?
I don't know, but his family says in a statement, which is very sweet in its way, saying at least we're satisfied to know that Peter died doing what he loved, which was falling to the ground at terminal velocity on fire.
Well,
that's not true. No,
he
was flying.
That's a bit of a joke there.
No, he was flying. He was saying being in the air was what he loved. But I still feel like, he was doing what he loved. He died doing the opposite of what he loved. And I feel like that's what everybody says.
Also,
they all say that they died doing what he loved.
How is that better?
I think it's worse.
I want to die doing something that I hate.
Because then at least I hated it for a reason.
Right. But if I die doing something I love, I'm like, I actually wouldn't have minded living.
I am going to die doing what I love, which is living, which is hopefully in a brain aneurysm due to too much sex when I'm 99 years old.
Live from your grave.
There's a convicted sex offender. He used a drone to look into a woman's bathroom.
That's what these
motherfuckers are doing. Speaking of hot air.
That's what this guy's doing.
Yeah, this guy, he's got a mugshot. He's wearing a black shirt. As a matter of fact, we're almost dressed alike. He has a...
Does he talk about the elegant musculature of horses and how he admires them? Not sexually, from afar.
If you have not seen a horse in person, have you seen a horse in person?
Yeah, I have.
But like, have you seen a show horse? When?
Recently, Natalie was riding it, and I was looking at it.
Be careful. I heard they're more dangerous than hot air balloons.
That's not true.
She told, so she was in this 14-year-old, she was in the bathroom. And then all of a sudden, looks like there's a drone outside the fucking window.
Is that Steven Spielberg?
If I see a drone, you should be allowed to shoot them down. I don't care what anybody says. I hate fucking drones.
I know. You're very anti-drone. But
you know what she did? She found the drone.
Well, what happened was that the drone came up to go see her poo-poo, right? And then she went like, oh, no, it's a drone. And I guess the guy was like, oh, they're going to see my drone. And then he went to do an escape maneuver with a drone. It hit a tree, fell into the lawn. which is technically, again, if this was 2003, this would be a Farrelly Brothers movie. like sequence.
In 2003, I mean, in the 1970s, in Animal House, this is just Belushi's character getting a boner and falling off.
And Porky's.
But this is why
it fell into the lawn, and then they went and grabbed it. They just threw it in the pool.
Yep. And I love that. So now that's a submersible. And it probably has a better chance of seeing the Titanic than those other people did.
Well, now, actually, I think they're having a direct view of the Titanic because they're seeing all these spirit forms.
Yeah.
And they're walking the halls of the Titanic and seeing them. Now they get to just be there with the unsinkable Molly Brown.
Actually,
I think that she was unsinkable. I don't think she was there because of the... I think she had natural air pockets in her legs.
He was charged with video voyeurism. It's a felony count, which is
I think that's a good idea. Yeah. I would put it towards a felony account. Yeah.
Yeah, but now the girl's all fucking shook up here.
Of course, because she's wondering where the hell is this next drone gonna come from.
What is the point of a drone?
My thing is that it'd be different if
no one makes movies with it.
No one does. No, they do. Yes, they make movies.
No, I know, but how many? They always like GoPro, for example. They're always like, you like to bodyboard, right? Buy a GoPro. No one does this.
People live
very
life.
Few.
I will truly say people do. I'm kind of with you because I don't know who would ever do that, but apparently it's very popular.
No, I know.
People do lots of water sports.
I just think they market it. I mean, I watch some water sports. I think they market it, but then the most people
don't
just do this.
But people who do it quite often. But my thing is, I'm saying this out loud. If you're allowed. You're allowed to come and film me while I'm shitting, even against my will.
Oh my god!
As long as that footage
on that toilet of yours
goes straight to America's Got Talent,
you better blur out that toilet just out of respect.
Well, just because I don't want to actually like infringe on the toilet's rights.
Exactly.
Because that toilet, it's
sentient.
It's my family member.
I know.
You know, like, and I fill them up.
But actually, I don't think there's any more hosts of that show that are alive.
What?
I think Daisy Fuentes. Possibly dead.
I think Daisy Fuentes.
Dave Coulier.
I think she was there on January 6th.
We don't know. Dave Coulier maybe was Donald Trump the whole time.
No, David Coulier is alive because he was on the Family Man, that Full House reboot.
Okay.
So he's been making money again, but then they only feature the parents for a little bit, and then Bob Saget died, and he'll never work again.
And that's the biggest tragedy of all of it.
That's what I'm thinking, is that the real victim of Hoopers here was David Coulier, believing that his talent was enough to make his star enduring. In the ever-changing stratosphere of Hollywood.
Absolutely. He did a great... Speaking of waterworks, you know, that was his closing bit when I saw him. He took a sip of water, and then he was like, you want to see a sprinkler?
I remember the sprinkler bit. Is he still doing the sprinkler bit?
That was like 25 years ago.
Yeah, he used to do that. That was one. I remember I had a tape.
That was his closer.
I had a tape of his, like, stand-up set. Wow. Wow, he only had one closer ever. That's all you need. And cut it out.
Cut it out.
It's all you need to cut through the fucking mess.
All right.
Here's another story about cutting through the mess. Because, again, it must be difficult to be single.
Sure. You know, it's very difficult. Sometimes, to be honest, it's very awesome.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
I would say it's 70-30.
It's free and frightening.
Yes. But then the 30 quickly goes away once, you know, you just get over it.
Yeah, the scared part of it.
Like, I was a little lonely last night for like 20 minutes, but then you know what I did?
What?
Downloaded Diablo 4.
It's like, technically,
it was really
that's
fun.
Extremely functional.
Yeah, it's a really fun game, and it's I never played it before.
No, it's fun. I've never played Diablo games.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Should I do that?
Yeah, it's like skeletons and shit. It's actually really fun.
Do you just shoot stuff?
It's all swords and mallets and stuff, but you level up really fast.
Ooh, maybe that's what I'll do.
It is actually fun. I think you would like it.
Okay, great. But I'm cool, because I'm not lonely. I'm too partnered, right?
Which can also be lonely.
It depends. It depends, because, you know, lonely at the top. Tell me about it. But this guy is a different type of lonely, but he really tried. This was a gunman demands a woman befriend him on Facebook after breaking into her Indianapolis home. What a surprise. And later messages her to ask her out. Now, this young woman, Amber Baron, she is very cute. She was delivering pizzas all day. She got home super late at night.
She's got a job. She delivers pizza. She's going to go home smelling like pizza.
Oh, yeah. That's the wife.
That's right, great.
Because then every day she'd be like, we don't got to have delivery because you got DiGiorno. And it's her. So it's a giant, right?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of fun.
You know, all the fast food restaurants that I've worked at, Pizza Hut, you come back, you smell much better. Burger King, it leaves a stink on you.
It does.
Yeah, really, I don't know
why. I don't know. Now, this man came up to her and he held her at gunpoint as she went to go get her mail at 4 o'clock in the morning. And the man, he took out a gun. She gave him the equivalent of $100. She had about that much on her. And then he says, after a second, putting the gun in her, be like, hey, man, hey, add me on Facebook. Add me on Facebook.
Oh, my God.
Which then included his real name. His name is Damian Boyce.
Oh, look at
and
that.
He doesn't have the he doesn't have the body of a scientist, if you know what I mean. He works out too hard to read. And he forces her at gunpoint to Facebook friend him. He then goes home and then messages her with, I think, the worst series of pickup lines I've ever heard. Because, again, I don't know how lonely people are. I really don't. I don't know what people go through. But the messages that he sent her after robbing her, which were verbatim, quote, look, you know I'm a pay you back. It's a fucked up way to meet someone. But damn, you was, W-A-S-S, 2-T-O, pretty to rob. And so he shot his shot. And then Baron replied, I believe you, man. I can tell you're sweet. Times just got rough. I know that because she's extremely, extremely nice. And then the exchange emboldened Boyce, who said, why don't you just come over and we can chill?
Well, there you go. Netflix and chill. Have a nice time. And you know he's got money because you just gave it to him. So isn't that nice?
But then... So, yeah, so this is one story. Kind of cute, right?
Not really, no.
I mean, it's scary and bad. It's scary and bad.
Not even at all kind of cute.
But, yes, but what's worse is that he was just previously arrested, same man, and charged in a separate robbery on June 12th. This is like 2 weeks ago, in which he shot two people and hit a third in the head with a brick.
Well, now, there you go.
That's
now,
the thing
why?
Is that he's out on bond. He's just out. So I didn't know you could be that. I guess they didn't die. I guess the people he shot didn't die. And so you could just wing them and that's fine. Yeah. And they let you go because Indianapolis, they decide, well, we've got too many actual full murderers to deal with the guys that are bad shots.
Yeah. I mean, what's the point? He's obviously not killing anyone, just taking off a couple of earlobes here or there. According to Amber Barron, she says, I think, especially as a young female, it's something you always think about, but never think will happen to you.
No.
This is why, ladies, guns for feet, think about it. Also, little pink guns.
They have been, I believe that there is an entire industry
of
about
guns.
Tiny guns for
and
women.
Not for children. Because there's also an industry
they've been
of
using
guns
them
for
really
children,
well.
Which is really bad.
So
and
far,
horrible.
I have seen how many different stories about little children shooting
there
their
was just
parents.
A, there was another story about don't put it on the nightstand. It's not a fucking dildo.
You know what I don't think the problem is the guns. I think that it's really super appropriate to have these weapons of death, these machines of death that can just be really easily used by a toddler. It just seems like, wow, it just seems like that's incredible.
Well, she was correct, though, in her assessment after she added
look
him on Facebook.
Look at this lady's gun. It's all pink. This is kind of
what
like,
I'm saying.
This is kind of mean. That's like women could shoot you with a normal, just like black chrome
gun. No, but
gun.
Ladies still like style. They like to bedazzle things.
I guess it would
that's
be more fun.
That's why they're
fun.
So dangerous.
This is more fun to shoot your husband with.
Yeah, that's why it's like scary. That's why they're, because it's like, oh, I did all this fantastic work making up the murder scene and the murder scene's looking really good and I can't wait for him to see it. And then she kills him.
Wow.
Women are, just, have you not seen any of the shows? Mainly women who kill. Let's see. I don't care about Koberger. They're going to seek the death penalty.
I want to go through.
We'll
like,
talk about that later.
Once it hits trial, we'll really get into it.
That's been a fucking weird thing to watch sludge around, though, in the media cycle.
I don't really want to get into too much detail about it because I have to unpack it more. But apparently, have you seen this? Shelley Miscavige, if you listen to the Someplace Underneath series, it really goes into great detail about the story of Shelley Miscavige and her missing thing. Have you heard about this new thing?
No, but also, whatever happened, wasn't he being charged with something? Whatever happened
time.
To all that stuff?
It just takes forever to put these cases together. They finally got David Miscavige.
Is he in custody,
him the charges. But no, these guys know. They know how to push this stuff for a long, long time.
Yeah, of course.
But Shelley Miscavige, so a lot of what they, basically, Scientology's official line was that Shelley Miscavige, the wife of David Miscavige, who's in charge of Scientology, who's been missing for like 20 years, since 2013. So 10 years. She's been missing for 10 years. She was apparently found. And so Scientology has this line saying she's alive. The police came to speak with her in this mansion, which is about 2.5 hours north of Los Angeles. We saw this woman. We asked her if she's being held against her will.
Okay.
This is what the police said. And Shelley Miscavige said, yes, absolutely. I am Shelley Miscavige. for certain, and I'm here voluntarily. I want to stay. And they let her stay there.
So, okay.
So I just, yeah. But it turns out,
it's not, if that is all true and she's fine just eating cereal all day, okay.
But also, we're talking that what Spun brings up is that idea of, does someone who's raised in a cult even know how to get out? Like, even know, like, well, if you're this far true, in, true. Do we know how to get out?
Right.
But they're basically saying that they fingerprinted her. And now that they're showing there was a FOIA request, this information has come out to show that the fingerprints do not match the actual Shelley Miscavige. So whoever the police met at that house on that day was what? Not Shelley Miscavige. It was some other woman.
Do they got the DNA?
This is all through Tony Ortega. Like, if he has a whole Substack that's all about Scientology news. And
whoa, so it's just a, wow, that's a fucking trip. This woman might just be buried.
She might be dead. She might be dead. Who knows? But she, it wasn't that lady. We'll get into it at some point. We'll do another Scientology follow-up as more time builds because, again,
that's weird.
We are still dealing with their lawyer.
Their lawyers. The lawyers are having fun with it, though. Our lawyers have been, I love when lawyers have fun because they use big words.
They love, because you know what it is for me? I don't like conflict. I don't like to fight. But lawyers like to fight.
I'm not going to give you that.
Fuck you.
I'm not giving you that.
But I don't like to fight in my daily life.
No. I mean, no. But you will. No, you do. You have massive road rage.
That's different.
That is not.
No, it's my justice.
That's conflict.
No, it's justice. It's equalizing the roads.
I felt the same way as when I say that I'm a quiet person to you, and then you're just like, you're not a quiet person. But actually, I am quite quiet.
And unbelievable. You and Jackie. Jackie, my sister, had the fucking nerve to tell me she's quiet. I was like, I have sat with her in a room, and it's her going, she just makes noises and sings songs all day long. I was like, you don't know what quiet is.
No, okay. Well, speaking of songs, you know, Paul Bernardo, the white rapper.
He got moved. I don't know what the fuck happened with that. That's another story that I keep seeing. I got to get into that because he got taken down to a medium security prison because of a parole hearing. And then they did something with the family where they were charging them for making fun of the legal team or saying like a bunch of public statements about the fact that they couldn't get a hold of the parole documentation of like why one of the most significant criminals in Canada's history has been dropped down in his security regiment.
Well, he's been in Supermax or in Max for 30 years. Also, do you want to feel old? Paul Bernardo is 58. Doesn't that make you feel old?
Just kind of.
He's always just going to be that horrible little rapper.
Yeah, him just, oh, God.
I mean, more rapist serial killer than rapper, obviously.
But which is the bigger crime for Paul Bernardo?
All of them. He is a horrible, horrible person. But that's kind of an interesting little insight into life
of
that piece of
shit. But that's a whole other story. I don't know what the fuck happened there. I don't know why they bumped him down. I don't know what maybe he finally did one good rap.
Maybe he finally did, or maybe after 30 years and some gray
hairs.
What's
the Eminem song with the one shot?
Kill shot.
You got one shot, the mic to go, this opportunity comes once in a lifetime. And they did that, and they're like, whoa, no shit, Mom's Spaghetti.
Mom's Spaghetti, indeed.
Whoa, did he just rhyme with spaghetti? I mean, because they're Canadian, maybe they never heard the song. And then maybe he plagiarized Eminem's Kill Shot.
I do think that that's possible.
And they were just like, wow, oh, it's that guy can certainly talk fast. So they call that rhythm talking. What do they call rhythm talking? Oh, I know rap. Oh, you mean like, oh, that Heart of Glass song. That's one of my favorite rippity raps I've ever heard. My thing about that Heart of Glass song is it's so fast, I can't even hear the names. I can't hear the words. I don't know how does Jay-Z even go down to the DMV? You know what I'm saying? He's rapping so hard, how can they tell him what his birthday is?
Well, there you go. Something you want to do around the Christmas season.
Live from your grave.
So, speaking of which,
I got something.
Oh, you want to do your
breaking news?
All right, because I was going to do this. Also, just before we get to that, there's a guy in Yorkshire, and this is
Yorkshire.
Just kind of funny.
No, it's Yorkshire. Yorkshire.
That's what it is. And this guy keeps on, they call it a letterbox. It's a fucking mailbox, okay? And this guy, this neighbor his, just keeps on screaming porridge.
Well, he's very.
Over and over and over.
This is a very British crime. This is truly one of those.
Is it a crime?
How is this a crime? Because I don't really understand. He's just upset. So this man, he's a Yorkshire man. He said a mysterious neighbor of his, because he's has been going through his letterbox at odd hours during the middle of the night in his town in Booth Town, Halifax.
Halifax.
The past 3 weeks, he said the man who we have anonymized, according to the Yorkshire Live, which must be fascinating to watch. He said it's Whitson, because this man who keeps whispering things about porridge through his mailbox.
Right.
He's calling him the porridge whisperer. And he's saying that sometimes he's saying things, he's going, porridge! Porridge! And then sometimes he opens up and goes, porridge time, Papa Bear. And then
funny.
He opens up, eat it before it goes cold, Papa.
Well, you want to eat it before it goes cold. And this guy was so upset, he went to a Facebook group to complain. And the name of the Facebook group is 50 Shades of Halifax.
They spank you with a trout there, man. But
I'll never forget when I saw a woman reading 50 Shades of Grey on a plane. I could smell it.
Oh, yeah, man. Because all about literally so smacking your pussy.
So horny.
Like, I think that's a lot for grandmas to read on a plane.
I thought it was a little inappropriate. I'm not bringing my penthouse out.
I can't bring my, like, big tits of Southern America almanac on the plane.
Which they still sell porno at the magazine stand in the airport, which I still don't know why. But
I should be
you
able
know
to,
what I think it is for?
What?
A lot of the international travelers, maybe coming in from Dubai.
Maybe. Do you think if you mix it being like the tits of the first ladies, do you think you could say, this is history, each time you're flipping through and it's just like various drawings of what you'd think the breasts of the first lady would look like?
Young Nancy Reagan.
Yeah, she's the only
one. She was hot.
Yeah. But he says what I do think is honestly the most fair part of his criticism of this porridge man was that he says all this stuff about porridge. He doesn't leave any porridge.
And of course he should. Also,
this is summertime. This is not a porridge time. Like, this is in the middle of the winter. Like, this is porridge. Am I eating porridge in the summertime?
Sad.
This should be about, like, a melon salad.
Yeah, speaking of melons,
corn on the cob.
And politics, best boobs in political history, Pelosi.
Well, Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah,
it is
Pelosi
what it is.
Definitely. She's got a couple of ocean gates on her.
Yes, she does.
Yeah, she is doing well. But you know,
she is.
But I
husband actually, was almost killed, though.
I think it's hurting her back.
I'm sure it is.
It really, she's turning into a letter C.
Yeah, be
with
careful.
With the big old lumpy lumps on the top.
Okay.
Now, I want to show a little bit of video here. Is that now... We covered this story. Breaking news.
Whoa.
For Side Stories. We covered this story in its entirety so far, which is about the UFO sighting / alien visitation that happened in a Las Vegas suburban neighborhood. Now, it has been much derided, and people have said that the footage is doctored. I did watch the backyard footage of this young family who tried to show this direct photographical evidence of alien life, which
yes.
I did not see. I did not see the alien in it. And they even, no matter how many times they put contrast on it or circled it, being like, this is his eyes. I could not see it.
Even with the circle help.
Could not see.
Usually they can almost draw it.
But the one thing that they said was that there was cop cam footage of a mysterious object shooting through the sky. Now, this is where our jobs are fucking awesome, because there are a lot of people that said that they believed that this body cam footage was doctored and it was not real. But now we know for a fact that it was. That is not true. As
that
a matter
is
fact,
not
that
true.
This footage
it was
is real. Thanks to one of our intrepid on the ground listeners. So first of all, one of them said, ew. One of them is involved with my former belt champion that was supposed to represent me in Lubbock, Texas, in a belt whipping match that never got to happen. One day it could happen.
Well, I don't know. The people of Marcus was a little hurt because the people of Lubbock, I don't think they liked him.
They rejected him.
Yeah, they did, because no one was going to come to that show.
Well, it's because it's rural. But we have footage from an undisclosed company in Las Vegas that had cameras running that filmed this same object. Now, we'll put it up on socials and we'll show it and we'll be like,
can we share it?
I believe we can share it.
Okay.
We can share
can
it.
Okay. It's
you can literally see,
cool.
If you look and see here, I'll show you Kissel
here in
studio.
Do we want to put a little water? Should I pee on the computer, put a little water stamp on it?
No, you can just put your wet butt on it. So look at this. That footage, you remember?
Yes, indeed. It
what
shoots
in the living fuck
down.
Is that thing?
A bright, seemingly blue
light.
Which implies that it might be not so hot.
That's not how it works, but it is interesting because NASA Mm-hmm. Never a straight answer. So also, who wasn't there for any of these fucking pieces of shit? They weren't around for any of the Arrow hearings. They haven't been anywhere around this Grush whistleblower shit. Where the fuck are you, NASA? This is the one thing you fucking do. Did you see where the fuck have you been?
What about the heat signature now?
Well, this is, they are trying to say, NASA is trying to say that there was a small object that went through the sky. How convenient.
But are you seeing the heat signature?
Well, yeah, as any object would. As it slides through the air and through our atmosphere.
It does not have one.
Look. Look at it now. See, yeah, no heat signature.
That means it's cold.
Actually, that might be interesting. You might be wrong, but I like it. You know what
there's
I mean?
There's no heat signature. It's got to be cold.
You could be.
If there's no heat signature, that's the signature of heat.
I don't know, but it's supposed to be. I don't know. But again,
how are
I'm
you
with
wrong
you.
About this?
I know. I'm with you. I am saying that science-wise, apparently, we destroy
that.
Everything.
I don't know about that. Yeah.
But I'm with you because it means I'm right.
Also, oh my God.
I need you.
Aliens
I
Vegas.
Need your misinformation to make
you.
Me correct.
I'm with you. I've gotten some DMs being like, because I've advanced, I've evolved. I need information. I need data points. And certainly it's come in. Also, the idea of aliens just crushing at roulette.
Oh,
if
sure.
What if they can control? Oh, that's
you know
be,
where there's
that's gonna be a whole other thing.
If there's gonna be anywhere that there's aliens, honestly, it's gonna be my favorite casino, El Cortez.
I love El Cortez.
El Cortez is my like Tatooine cantina.
It really is a fan. If you're ever in Vegas, it's just off the strip. It's super.
It's in
old.
Fremont.
It smells like a cigarette butt, like a filter of a cigarette. It
it's
smells
great.
Like, but in
it's
a,
got like $10 tables, $5 tables, so you can gamble without. I feel like a high roller.
Yeah, it's great because you know there's no reason to waste a bunch of money. I learned how to play Pow Gow.
Pow Gow's fun,
and you actually kind of win a lot.
Oh yeah,
you can bet on yourself, or you can bet against. You can bet on yourself, or you can bet on the dealer.
But I think if aliens were going to go anywhere, that's where they would go because you're going to go across the whole galaxy. You're not going to search for a deal.
Oh, of course, they still want to deal with their click clack money, and if they are future
Bitcoin.
Humanoid,
well, we know for a fact it's going to be using Bitcoin.
It's not going to be Bitcoin.
No, because I actually don't know how they're going to transfer.
How
it. I don't know
Bitcoin...
why they have money, but we know because of the expert we talked to that it's got to be Bitcoin. Because how else is there going to be? There's going to be no money in space.
He wasn't, but how is Bitcoin like the only thing that connects the douchiness of children and boomers? It's like the Venn diagram of just like people I don't want to talk to.
People love
except
Bitcoin.
Except for one of our best friends in the entire world.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And honestly, Fernando's sunk a lot of his retirement into Bitcoin. He's actually wondering right now. And every time the Bitcoin topic comes up, he does then reframe it. He's like, but you see, if you do. And I do understand there's a plan. I do understand. I actually like the idea of decentralized money. I like the concept of it. But
It just becomes centralized.
It just should be taffy. I still want money in my hands. Like I want. Big,
I think everything should just be
coins.
Favors. Everything should be done via favors.
You're talking about going back to Barter Town.
I want Barter Town,
which is kind of where you were when you were almost kidnapped by the man that owned the entire town.
Damn, man, it's been
Dan
so
town.
Fun. It's been so fun exploring the West. There's so many of these little, maybe two, maybe 150 people.
That's all you need, man. I'm saying.
So fun.
Kissel, we must buy our own town.
No,
last city on the left.
It's going to lead to just a horrible thing. And then the thing is, then you got to go stud.
Only
they
fatties.
Were trying to studies. They were trying
only
to stud
fatties.
Us. Only fatties.
Come all on, right. Man. We have a great time.
Well, I do like that idea. No, I do enjoy the idea of living in Margaritaville, though. All right. So let's do Hero of the Week.
We got a real one.
Kind of. So this woman is an Ohio woman. Oh, and she has a big ass werewolf statue. It's nearly 10 feet tall. It's pretty freaking cool. She dressed it up for July 4th weekend.
It's
coming
awesome.
Up.
It's awesome. The werewolf is fucking awesome.
Her name is Mary Simmons. She's out of Dayton. But of fucking course, the bitches in the town have complained.
Fucking whatever. What is this, Russia?
Yes, indeed.
This fucking, they're trying to shut her down, being like, you tell me you can take my fucking werewolf down? Oh, you come and do it. Take my 10-foot werewolf out of my cold dead hands.
Simmons says he's kind of become my house mascot.
He's incredible.
Yep. I kind of look at it as a security thing. Who wants to break into a house with a 9.5?
It's not like he's got a fucking like 15-foot dildo with a swastika at the end of it on him.
No.
It's a werewolf.
It's not the lead singer of the Pink Floyd there. She says, we're going to go to a big Hawaiian shirt and maybe some sunglasses.
That's fun.
For the holidays. However, a lot of people, city officials, They have no problem. Now, they have said that they are not going to remove it.
No, because they've been begrudging.
Begrudgingly, because a lot of complaints have come anonymously. And so if you're an anonymous piece of shit that can't handle just a werewolf statue.
Did you see any of the witness testimony? I was watching some of the footage of the people complaining about the werewolf. And they had the nerve to be like, it's scary.
Yep. I know
it's scary. And it's just being like, man, have you read the newspaper?
Have you read it?
And Mary, have you looked at the fucking 24-hour news cycle?
And to be honest with you, Mary Simmons, she looks good next to it. Because she's kind of a wear lady.
Yeah, she's fun. She's a little goth lady. And she's got her fucking big werewolf. That's how it should be. I feel like everyone should have one. And I'm mad that I missed the 12-foot skeleton, like, whole movement.
I know. I want one. You can barely get them anymore.
No, now they're expensive.
So, Mary Simmons, you're hero of the week. Stick to your guns.
You stick to your guns.
Keep that goddamn werewolf right where it is.
I chain yourself to it. And if they try to come and take it from you, we're going to come there. And we're going to do a live show in front of that werewolf.
Great. Side stories.
That is literally side stories live. We will do side stories live. If they dare try to take that fucking werewolf from you, I'm performing until I get arrested.
Okay. Well, very Jane Fonda.
Oh, they. You know what?
Jane Fonda.
Also my cup size.
Yes, indeed.
Got her.
There you go.
She's a very sexy woman.
She was, yeah. I mean,
she's still good. She looks good.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Once you get
Who
down
cares
there,
what people look like physically.
Well, sometimes also what I find with the very old is that if they used to be hot, if you take off all their clothes, you can kind of project on the inside what they used to look like on them.
Yeah, you just get a couple of clothespins and do what Homer Simpson did in that one episode.
Yes, that's how we're listening to emails. Now, first of all, I got an email. I got a message straight up from one of our good friends, Sonia.
Oh, Sonia.
I will go into this more in the Manhattan Project thing, but do you know the dinosaurs were actually, they were not naturally destroyed during the giant extinction event. It was actually an alien nuclear bomb.
Oh.
Yeah, so that'll get us labeled for misinformation.
Did not know that.
But just know that that's real. And that if you you just look at the data, you could see that that's real just because of the iridium.
Well, they did say
in the
it
stone
happened.
Structures.
They did say it happened very fast.
It happened too fast, very to my liking. Fast. Suspiciously fast. All right. And so we think maybe you need to take these history books, these so-called quote unquote history books that everybody has, and maybe write on side of it more like mystery.
Yeah, exactly.
But like not there? Mystery, like it's like, but like miss, M-I-S-S. Mystery, because it's like you missed.
Yeah, well,
the data
sort of happening like that, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
All right,
and I think history's wrong. We're changing.
A lot of times it is.
This is actually very scary. This is a tourist walking out here. This is something that's really scary. This is a recent story out of Anchorage. A tourist was walking out in the mud flats that come out when the tide is low in Alaska. The tide is the second largest in the world, and in over 5 hours, it goes from fields of mud to being covered in 30 feet of water.
Be careful for those kids that like to play in those fields of mud.
Oh, yes. And never mind the fucking the jars of clay you get from there. Man, that is not even a joke.
God, I hate that bad.
Now, the tourist ended up getting stuck in this mud and waited as the tide slowly rolled back and drowning him not that far out from the shore. So they literally walked out, got stuck in about 4 feet of mud, and then couldn't get out of it, and then had to wait for 5 hours until 30 feet of water covered them. And they died. That's how they fucking died.
All right.
Isn't that fucking scary?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, man. I don't like that at all, dude.
No, I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, you scared of that?
Yeah.
I'd be scared. All right, I'll do a little bit of follow-up for you, Kissel. I have this because we got to go, but I have this little bit of news because I knew that you were so proud to bring this in last week.
Yeah.
I don't want to do a follow-up for you.
Uh-huh.
No. I was determined to email in after listening to this week's side stories about Cambodian penises.
Yes.
33, white, Anglo-Slavic, female, and my 36, Asian, full Cambodian male husband met at 20 and 17 while working at a Walmart. We hit it off immediately.
That's nice.
Got engaged a year later and have been married almost 15 years with two kids.
Congratulations.
I'm close to 5'9". Nice for my height. And he's a staggering 6'1".
Wow.
And he wears a size 15 wide shoe.
Oh my God, he's got a wad.
Now, I always told my family I had this attraction to Asians. And I'd finally met one way taller than myself.
Oh.
Now, his whole family is a few inches shorter than me. And they act like he's a sideshow attraction, getting pictures with him every time we visit. Now, I'm happy to report, as we listened together last week that I must email in stating his member is a handsome 4 7/8 inches. And that may be small to some, as she says, or big in his case. But I think in this case that even though he was a virgin when I met him, we have the most incredible sex a few times a week.
Well,
and
now,
I can actually enjoy giving blowjobs without choking constantly. And I like to give a shout out. And that's what this is all about,
that's
man.
That's what it's all about.
That's what this is about, dude. Is that sometimes what's nice about having a normal ass penis is that you go, whip, whip, you don't even know what's in and out.
Well, that's why it's always nice. It's kind of nice.
You
it's
don't
like
even
when you
know.
Go to, it's like when you go to the deli and say, can you cut the sandwich in half for me?
No, because what's nice is then it's like you have sex more often. It's like having two sandwiches.
Yeah. All right.
Because then
well,
you
there
can spread the sandwich, wink, wink,
yes,
around
indeed.
The day.
All right.
Why have all your dick at once?
Absolutely.
Have your dick in chapters. That's
like
how I watch
story.
Movies now. That's what that's what Eddie got me on.
Yeah. It's a great way to spend your time and go out there and imagine what you could be doing with your life.
It's not imagine what you're doing with your life. It's planning for the future with your fucking normal penis husband. And yeah, he's Cambodian, and now he has to know that he's less than the average.
Well,
and
just,
you did that.
I didn't. The science did. The Germans did it. It was a German research group.
I mean, I feel again. They did the
show me your Johnson.
I believe that they looked at the data and they fluffed it.
Show me your Johnson.
I want to do a little bit of a shout out to the tickets I need to sell, which is go July 5th.
Yes.
Come and see me. Classy Night Out with Ed Larson. Amber Nelson's going to be there. Julie Johns, Brian Moses, Jackie Zabrowski, Holden McNeely. Come and set Classy Night Out at the Pack Theater in Los Angeles. And also check me out in Atlanta, in Dad's Garage. I'm going to be doing some improv. I love this theater. I can't wait to fucking see you guys. It is July 7th and 8th. I'll be doing all of the shows throughout the entire theater, and I can't wait to see you there. Come and make me say to something disgusting. We have also just made an announcement that our Australian tour has been postponed for another year. You guys are basically going to get a whole new tour, a whole new show.
It'll be fun
But we want to know that we are getting you guys a special gift. For pushing it one more time, we're giving you a free show for Australian listeners who bought tickets to this show. We're going to send out a big email with details to follow, but that is coming very, very shortly.
Also, maybe just throw a rope our way. We'll grab it and we'll pull everyone closer. And that'll make everything easier for us.
Wish the world worked like a cartoon.
Indeed. I'll be in San Diego on the 9th, 16th. I'm going to be in San Fran.
You got to see this show.
I'm going to do this thing. I think I'm just going to do Las Vegas on the 23rd.
You got to see this show. You got to come out, see this
Ontario
guy. I was just in Vegas. Oh, I had a lovely chat with some people in Vegas, some listeners, and we were talking about the live theater scene in Vegas is supposed to be really fun.
I believe it.
They have a whole bunch of indie theater. Vegas is not just selling your family to a human trafficker.
No, I think they're about to get a basketball team, too. This shit's going to be crazy.
I think it's going
to
be good. Yeah. Funk is going to be good, so make sure you live every day knowing that, yeah, you might be in Vegas right now, but someday you won't.
We won't.
All right, and guess what you won't be? Laughing about all the things that you just did. Because you forgot that eventually you have to leave this town where many things are allowed and many things are not frowned on. Also remember, because at that time, guess who's also not laughing? A lot of locals.
Yeah.
They're not also super jazzed all the time about how much we're laughing, loving, and learning, right? And living and all that shit in Vegas. Because they're like, it seems like you keep bleeding all over like my grandma's house.
But it's also good money.
Oh, it is.
It's
and they
good
are
for the tourism.
But that's what I like about Vegas. It's a place where you could just be free.
Yeah.
Be free to lose everything.
That's fantastic.
I saw family there even.
All right, everyone. Thank you all so much for listening. Hail yourselves.
Yeah, hail Satan.
Magustulations. Send us more footage of aliens, please.
Please. Honestly, it's the best part of my fucking job. Getting that type of stuff is my favorite. I love getting messages from... I get crazy weird messages from NSA, the CIA, all just tell me what a great work I'm doing. And I just want to say, we got him, CIA. Good work.
Good work. All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Hail Satan.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.